The photos were posted on Abergile's page under the heading, The IDF, The Best Years of My Life. In one photo, Abergile is shown sitting next to a bound and blindfolded man who is leaning against a concrete wall. In another photo, she is smiling while sitting in front of three bound and blindfolded men. The photos were taken in the Gaza Strip in 2008. Abergile said in an interview that they were thoughtless and innocent. She told Israel Radio that she did not humiliate the detainees. The former IDF soldier said the photos are in no way similar to photos taken at Abu Ghraib prison in Baghdad, where U.S. soldiers were shown with Iraqi prisoners in humiliating poses. The Israeli army has condemned Abergile for posting the photos. Barak Raz is an IDF spokesman.
The IDF strongly condemns these disgraceful photos. They in no way reflect the spirit of the IDF, our ethical standard to which we all aspire. These ethical standards guide us from the time we are drafted in basic training up through every single commander course. They're posted on every single office wall. These are our guidelines. That is IDF policy, the spirit of the IDF, and not these shameful photos that were posted by a released soldier who, if she were in active duty, I would imagine that she would be court-martialed right away.
A pro-Palestinian Israeli group called Breaking the Silence says the photos reflect, in its words, a norm throughout the army that is the result of military rule over a civilian population over a long time. On its internet site, Breaking the Silence says it collects testimonies of soldiers who served in the West Bank and discusses cases of abuse of Palestinians. The organization posts video testimonials from former soldiers and photographs taken during the conflict. Dr. Ishai Menuchin is the executive director of the Public Committee Against Torture in Israel. He told Reuters news agency that the situation is a symptom of a larger problem.
The IDF said, well, she is a bad apple, but she's not a bad apple. She's a bad apple, but all the box are bad apples. The problem is that they can condemn her, but they need to work and educate the soldiers that Palestinians are civilians with human rights, and they should treat them as human beings, not as a background for pose.
Palestinian groups said the images are humiliating and show the mentality of the occupier. A Facebook spokesman replied to our questions by email, saying that the website takes its statement of responsibility seriously and would react quickly to remove content that violates that statement. In its bylaws, the social media page says users agree that they will not post content or take any action on Facebook that infringes or violates someone else's rights or otherwise violates the law. The page also has users agree not to post content that is hateful, threatening, or pornographic, incites violence, or contains nudity or graphic or gratuitous violence. Whether those rules apply in this case is a matter of debate. Abergile has since removed the photos from her Facebook page, but the images can be viewed on the internet, on various news websites, and blogs. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.